The more creative I am, the more I am excited about my world. The more creative I am, the more I am excited about my world. What value is there in being excited about my world? What value is there in being excited about what's going on around me? Why should I at all be excited about anything at all? Why should I be excited about anything in this world? Because when I'm excited, every organ, action, and function of my body gets going, gets active, gets moving, and moving in a very positive, wonderful, beautiful way. That's just the way it is. Now, the more that I am active, the more that I am creative, the more that I really enjoy what I am doing, the more I like to do. When I am creative, I am jumping with joy. When I am creative, I am doing everything I can to have a great and wonderful time. When I am creative, I am just fantastic. The more I am creative, the more I am excited about my world. And that's just the way it is. Can I be excited about my world if I'm not creative? If I'm just lethargic about my world? Not at all. Because when I am in that state of consciousness about my world, when I am in that attitude about my world just is not at all exciting, not at all something that I want to partake of. And I want to say, stop the world, I want to get off. It's not excited. It's not invigorating. It's not something that makes me happy. And so, that's the point when I get very much alone, very much away from whatever I'm doing. And that's the point that we all stop. We all stop living when we stop being creative. Now, what does it mean to be creative? What does it mean to be creative in my world, in myself, in my life? Well, to be creative means that I look at everything I see in my world and call it good. I look at everything I see in my life and call it good. I look at everything that I'm involved in and I say, oh, how wonderful. Hi, it's nice to see you. Wow, it's great to have you in my world. Yes, what are you doing today? And I'm not interested in what they're doing in a negative way. I'm interested in a positive way. Yes, how many mountains are you going to climb today? What sort of fields are you going to dance across in the clover? What sort of rivers and mountains, rivers and lakes and oceans are you going to swim? What are you going to do today that's exciting? I'm not interested in the mundane things that you're doing. I'm not interested in the fact that every single day you're spending most of your time in meditation, in thinking positive ideas about yourself. I'm not interested in the fact that you're going to the bathroom, that you're eating, and that you're sleeping, that you're doing any of these normal things. I'm only interested in what's turning you on in this world. What's turning me on in this world? What turns me on in this world is whenever I can stop and give a talk like this. Whenever I can talk to somebody on the phone and they say, hey, I got a problem. And I say, I got a solution. Oh, good, good, good. You really mean good? You really want the solution? Oh, yes, indeed. Okay. The solution is to like yourself. Oh, I heard that before. You always say that, Herb. That's right. And I always mean it. I am thinking of the most creative ways that I can like myself. I'm thinking of the most dynamic ways that I can. And it's fun, it's fun, it's fun. And when I get done with that telephone call, when I get done with that call that I'm acting as a practitioner with this person, I feel fantastic because what I've done for them, I've done for myself. How I've lifted them up in their attitude about themselves and gave them a new perspective to themselves. I have reaffirmed my own perspective to myself, and I've lifted myself up. Every time I do something for another, I am blessed. Every time I think a beautiful thought, I am blessed. Every time I fall in love with my world, again and again and again, I am blessed. Every person in my world is an angel. Every person in my world is a delight. Every person in my world gives me an opportunity to be creative. Now, I look at people and I say, you know, that person would make a great writer. They have that attitude about them. They have that perceptivity about them. They'd make a great writer. Well, what I'm doing, I'm blessing myself as being a great writer, and I'm blessing the other as being a great writer, because I see in others what I am. And when I see it in others, every time I see it in others, I am being creative, and my life gets more and more exciting by the moment. And I love it. But it gets more exciting by the moment only because I am constantly in my creative mode. I am constantly in my creative awareness of what a wonderful world this is. I read Discover magazine, and I read Popular Science magazine. I read Scientific American. I read Smithsonian magazine. I read these magazines, not cover to cover, but for the illuminating ideas some of the authors have to say, for the magic some of the authors have to give out. And I find that magic, and I take it into my heart. I take it into my world, and I'm living that magic myself. And I am just having such a glorious time living that magic, because that magic is all that really matters. That magic is who I am. That magic is me. That magic is what I'm thinking. That magic is the wonder, the magic, the glory that I am. Now, every day I do that. Every day I am being more creative and more creative. And I'm being more excited about my world. I am excited about living. I delight in living. I delight in spending every moment breathing, saying it's a good breath. I spend every moment in my ideal illumination, in my ideal assimilation, in my ideal elimination. I spend every moment of my life in that perfect outworking of my physical body. This temple of my physical body is my opportunity to be and do on this planet Earth the things that I want to do. And the more I bless this body of mine, the more I love this body of mine, the more this body of mine can do it. So I'm creative with my body. Oh, I am creative. I can visualize myself doing all the things that I would like to do. I can visualize myself doing all of the creative ideas that make life exciting and dramatic and wonderful. Oh, in a moment's notice, I just think of my son Mark, and I think of his new electric airplane that he's flying around and enjoying so much. I think of his creative ideas about batteries and his creative ideas for flying, and he flies by the seat of his pants. He's just born to fly. And I see him flying beautifully and wonderfully. And I'm flying right there with him. I'm flying right there with him saying, Mark, you are marvelous. Mark, you are fantastic. Mark, you are magnificent. I'm being very creative. It's not that I'm creating something that doesn't already exist, something that doesn't already make everybody happy, but I'm creating it because I'm creating it as my experience. I'm creating it as my delight. I'm creating it as my fun time in life. And as I create it as my fun time in life, it's my fun time in life. I am more and more excited all the time about my world. But I'm excited about my world because I like myself. I like who I am. I like everything about me. Oh, the world may throw slings and arrows at me, but it doesn't make any difference. I still like me. I am always being myself and having fun. I'm always being the highest and best that I can be. I'm always loving everybody 100% and seeing their lives as wonderful as my life is. Seeing their world as exciting and creative as my world is. Seeing their experience throughout all that they do a pleasure and a joy to them and to everyone in their world, and especially to me, because that's what makes a difference. That's what makes all the difference in the world. That's what makes me feel so fantastic. You can feel that fantastic quality today when you lift up your eyes and listen to your own inner self and be creative and enjoy life. I love you. I love you. I love you.